Personal log, Marcus Jones, Chief Security Officer, UESC Marathon. Entry date, 25th of July, CE 2905. Temporary quarters, Kalia. You are destiny. I saw these words in a vision, or they were spoken to me in a dream. I've always been a daydreamer, always reflecting on the past or musing on things that may never be. But lately these visions have been so much more vivid. Whole nightmares of doomed worlds and alien gods and demons flashing behind my eyes in an instant like another life I might have lived. And here I am now, daydreaming about dreaming. Meta-dreaming. Even the deja vu is worse than usual as of late. It seems like everything I do I have already done before, but somehow differently. At least this place is new. Never in 100 years would I expect to find myself in the last world of the now extinct Sfit, and least of all in orbit over a ruined and desolate Earth. In 100 years. I vanish for almost a century, and look at what becomes of history. 2905. Damn. 500 years ago seems like just yesterday. The last time I saw the cities of Mars. The last time I'll ever see them again, since by now they're nothing but twisted slag lying amidst the dusty red sands. They say that nobody won the war. The Four Empire is shattered, their civilization decimated by the Sfit Rebellion. The Sfit themselves are also gone, the Kerr put down to end Sabuth's madness, and the rest of them exterminated by the Four. And here we are now, one ruined world left, and clinging to this unnatural second moon is our only hope for salvation. But neither we nor the Four are gone. They are merely set back, and we even more so. And when our kinds once again collide, I doubt that mankind should come out the victor. Apparently enough people share that fear that it was worth spending nearly all of our resources finding some way to make it right. And right here on Kalia, they found the key. The means to our restitution. The greatest technology ever dreamed of. Magic left behind by the Yarrow, which could unravel the very fabric of space and alter the course of history. And to think, if it weren't for the message that I helped send 92 years earlier, all of that effort would have been for naught. Leela. The poor girl deserved better than the fate that befell her. But her last legacy, the message from Marathon, streaking at light speed through the stars, warning of a threat now past, rekindled new hope, for she spoke also of 10 battleroids at Tau City 4, cyborg warriors the likes of which had not been seen since I left Mars. So once again, it is my kind that is called upon in time of need. Battleroids have been used as a last resort ever since our invention, but this is certainly a novel use. It seems that this cybernetic junction was the pinnacle of Yarrow technology, and one of them lies at the heart of every Mark IV battleroid ever built. A surrogate soul, as one of the texts put it, and just what was needed by Kalia. The Kalia Junction was destroyed to end Sabuth's rampage. In order to make the technology here operational again, another junction was required. Thank goodness they found Hathor. Another Mark IV like myself, my sister, you might say, one of the 9 I left to die when Randall took me from Tau Ceti. The only one whose junction survived enough for a near recovery. The core of her mind is now the core of all of Kalia's systems. She is the one who deciphered how the Yarrow technology functions, and exactly what it is capable of. The Yarrow cybernetic junction grants the ability to transfer subspace data streams, or what the techs here have dubbed the junction's perceived host, to any point across space, any moment in time, or any discernible parallel timeline. The power, in effect, to shape reality as the user sees fit, roaming the space-time continuum at will. It was Hathor who coordinated our first efforts to change history. We tried sending tactical data to ourselves in the past, in the recent timeframes where we could receive subspace data streams, but it always proved futile, and Hathor determined that no such thing could save us from Sabuth's madness. No tactical advantage we could offer our past selves could offset the loss of our Sfit allies and the damage that their rampage caused. Why Sabuth went mad is still a mystery, as were his objectives. What could drive such an ancient and purportedly enlightened mind into such complete and utter violence? Without Leela's aid, we wouldn't even have had the power to stop him. At least then, perhaps she might have survived. Man's only apparent option was to send Kalia itself across time, but that was considered too great of a risk. While it would allow us to aid our past selves in earlier eras of time, before the invention of subspace transceivers, the loss of everything should Kalia be destroyed was considered too great a cost to outweigh even the potential benefits. What mankind needed was another cybernetic junction. It was then that Hathor remembered me, 1 out of 10 missing from Tau Ceti when the Four nuked it down to bedrock. She tracked me to Lahoan through the accounts of Robert Blake. She scanned Sabuth's old databanks, now adjacent to her mind, and found sensor logs from a Svitkur ship at the last battle of Lahoan. She found me there, aboard a Yaro space station, reading the last words from Durandal I suspect I'll ever see. "Go," he said, and so I went. Picked up by Hathor's answerable call and dragged through somewhere outside time to this alien moon over a ruined Earth almost 95 years in the future. If I keep this up, I imagine I might live to see the end of time. It has been strange to be amongst human civilization again, after so long traveling the stars in stasis and battling on alien worlds. Though it seems to me not even a year since Durandal called the Four to Tau Ceti, to the rest of the galaxy well over a century has passed, not to mention the 300 years since Marathon departed Mars. The people here at Sol have changed so much in all these ages, both in accent and in attitude, but once again, it seems like I'm their only hope. Maybe those visions were right, that stuff about destiny and all, but I can't let my idle thoughts and imagination go to my head. I have always been a soldier, always done as I was told, never put my own needs first, no matter the price I might pay in the end. The plan now is simple, or so it would seem. Hathor and I are to return to Marathon, back to the year 2794, to the start of the Four invasion. There, we will find the other 8 Battleroids and bring them forward to this time. After the same upgrades and rest that I have been given here, we will all return to the past again, to key junctures in history, surgically altering the timeline to create a future free from the Four. Kalia and what's left of mankind here can then transport to that timeline, using ourselves as a beacon. I can hear them calling for me now. I guess Hathor is ready for departure. She's been delaying the start of the mission for nearly a month now, much to the chagrin of the leaders around here, and she refuses to tell anyone why. But she's in control of Kalia systems, and there's little that they can do, so they begrudgingly tolerate her insistence on departing at this exact time. It seems that nobody else has noticed she just has a flair for dramatic timing. We are leaving at 8:20 a.m. on the 25th of July, 2905. 111 years ago, 92 light-years away from here, the first Four assault against the Marathon began. And history has never been the same.